Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, August the 21st. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com, whichever is easier for you to access. Been playing around with the website again today. A lot more added features. Well, sort of, kind of. Everybody always asks where they can hear the show. Well, you've got a number of options I found today. You've got, you can download the show from iTunes. You can also download it, believe it or not, if you've got a TiVo system, you can actually listen to any of the fine programs on Republic. You've got to, unfortunately, go through the laborious task of entering in the web address if you want to listen to any of the shows. It's time-consuming, but it's well worth it if you want to access it that way. Well, another lethargic day on Wall Street. In other words, Waldo didn't show his face today. People are still searching for Waldo. Very nervous about where Waldo is going to show up. According to Bill Gross, watch out when he does. Stocks ended the day down 30 points at 13,090. And NASDAQ irked out a 12-point gain at 2,521. S&P 500 up 1.5 at 1,447. According to the AP, Wall Street ended another erratic session, mostly higher Tuesdays, as investors waiting for the Federal Reserve's next move to steady the markets made few big commitments to stocks. Didn't stop George Bush or Mr. Paulson trying to calm the frayed nerves of investors by telling them, yes, when we take out the mortgage problems, it's still the greatest economy ever. Gold in New York closed up 50 cents at $657.50. Silver off 27 cents at $11.54. Platinum up a buck at $1,251. Palladium off 11 at $322. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up 90 cents. At $657.70, silver up 8 cents at $11.62, platinum up a buck at $1,252. Palladium taking a breather after getting beaten like a baby seal today. When we return, we'll tell you about the dollar index, crude oil, and explain to you what this whole mess is all about.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
I'm tired of working every day for a dollar. About to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make a move too fast. It was written in the sky today. Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind, and I'm praying that they never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worrying days are done. This looks like a good day to run.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Yep, sure looks like a good day to run to me as well. Crude oil ended down $1.65 today at $69.40 the barrel. Great sighs of relief that the Hurricane Dean swerved out of the Gulf. Now it's going to threaten the oil fields in Mexico. Ah, well. Miss one, hit another one. U.S. dollar index higher by 9 basis points today. U.S. dollar index sitting at 81.47. In large part, there were no major economic reports today. Not that it would have made any difference. But there were several comments from various officials about recent credit problems that had many contemplating about a Fed interest rate cut. Treasury Secretary Paulson was interviewed on CNBC, urged patience about liquidity returning to normalcy over time. Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond President Jeffrey Lacker noted at a luncheon that financial market volatility in and of itself doesn't require a change in target federal funds. Senator Dodd also spoke after meeting with Paulson and Bernanke today, noted that Bernanke would use, and we quote, all of the tools at his disposal. In the end, there were mixed and ultimately unclear comments about what the Fed may do between now and the next scheduled meeting on September the 18th. There was a report out today making slight news, showing that the foreclosure filings reported in the U.S. last month jumped 93% from July 2006 and rose 9% from June. Well, I guess the good news on one front is there's no major economic reports due out tomorrow. So, who is or what is the cause of this financial calamity? Well, they are powerful, and they are the offstage actors of Wall Street. But this recent turmoil in the financial markets has yanked them into the spotlight. Yes, we've identified the problem, my friends. And the problem is the math geniuses of quant funds. Now, quant funds stands quantitative equity. A quant fund is a hedge fund that relies on complex and sophisticated mathematical algorithms to search for anomalies and non-obvious patterns in the market. These glitches, often too small for the human eye, can present opportunities for short and long-term trades that yield high profit returns. The models replace instinct. They try to turn historical trends into predictive science using elegant mathematics, seemingly above the comprehension of your average 401k participant or Wall Street fund manager. In other words, the general public out there is stupid. Instead of veteran market-savvy traders waving fistfuls of sell slips, the elite quant funds employ Nobel nerds with math PhDs, often divorced from the real world. It's not for nothing that they are called black box funds, opaque to outsiders. The boxes contain investment magic understood by only the wizards who conjured them up. But with the recent 387-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Averages on August the 9th and the continuing turmoil in the markets, in part attributed to a massive sell-off by quant funds, have tarnished some of the quant's glimmering intellectual credentials and shown that when push comes to shove, they can rush towards the exits as fast as a novice investor. Last week, Goldman Sachs said its global alpha quant fund had lost 27% of its value in this year because its computers failed to anticipate what the market called a 25% standard deviation move, or events so rare that Goldman has seen them only twice before in the firm's history. On the same day Goldman revealed the bad news, the firm said it would lead a group of big money investors, including philanthropist Ellie Broad, in pouring $3.6 billion into another Goldman quant fund, aiming to shore up confidence in the quants. Barclays Global Investors, with $450 billion of its $2 trillion in assets under quant management, began applying mathematical tools to its funds in 1978. Last week, Barclays spokesman Lance Berg said the firm was maintaining its investment process despite the recent troubles. He would not say how much Barclays quant funds had fluctuated during the period of the turmoil. The acknowledged quant king is James Simons, 69 years old, an MIT-trained mathematician with a groundbreaking theory that physics are using to plumb the mysteries of superstring study and get a very nature of existence itself. Simons turned his big brain on investing after his math career, founding Renaissance Technologies Quant Shop. The firm pocketed a cool $1.7 billion in investor fees last year, among the highest in the industry. In return, his clients can reap annual returns of more than 30%, according to news reports. As elegant as the models are, they cannot predict unpredictable events or human panic, some traders say. Further, some say too many quant funds are full of myopic brainiacs, overly reliant on their computer tools. Most are idiot savants brought to industry proportions, Nassim Taleb said, He's a former quant jock and best-selling contrarian author. He said by phone from Scotland, where he's promoting his new book on the improbability called The Black Swan. Just so you know, The Black Swan is an old theory. It dates way back in Britain, where everybody thought that there were only white swans. It was a conventional wisdom that there were just white swans. Well, a couple of years later, they discovered a black swan in Australia, and it threw all the logic of their argument out the window. Oh my God, there's a black swan. So what we have today is, in the sea of redness, we've got black swans popping up all over the place. Nobody thought they would ever show up, but lo and behold, there they are. Now, these very same people, they're very smart in front of a textbook, but they're not smart enough to understand very elementary things in reality, according to Nicholas. He says he believes in monkey wrench events that shatter the models of the quant jocks. He says their algorithms don't adequately account for huge rare anomalies such as the current surprise credit crunch or the Russian credit crisis in 1998 that nearly put the superstar quant fund of the time, long-term capital management, out of business in a matter of days, only saved by a cash infusion organized by the Federal Reserve. The settlement is reminiscent of the demise of Enron, a company said to have been designed by geniuses but run by idiots. The oil and gas trader used next-generation financial tools designed by brilliant mathematicians, but they couldn't overcome the inept and criminal actions of the management. The allure of unifying perfect mathematical formula is powerful for the enlightened age. Mass universal principles underlie and suffice every day of our lives, and the workings of the cosmos, offering a glimpse of the eternal. In the frequently irrational financial markets, mathematic models offer the hope of cool reason and certitude, a sort of godlike wisdom. In the 98 film, P.I., a troubled math genius, who sees patterns in the newspaper stock tables, tries to create the algorithm for everything. He and his work are simultaneously hunted by a Wall Street firm that seeks its predictive powers and by Orthodox Jews who believe it could unlock the mind of God. The quantum funds thrive on volatility. It's how they make their profit margins. But recent weeks have proved too volatile for some of the funds, many of them highly leveraged, which seemingly all at once got spooked into seeking liquidity. Oh, yeah. We got struck by, yes, the supremacists. So take a break. Be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
That become my skin, see the lie that burns within my needing. I wish I'd chosen darkness from cold. I wish I'd screamed out loud instead of found no meaning. I guess it's time I run far, far away.
Welcome back to the flip side. So, in large part, this whole mess was created by these elite supremacist mathematicians, Ivy League graduates, who thought they were better than the rest of us. We have a computer model that is superior. And because their whole thesis and the whole basis of their economic understanding and learning was never learnt on the street, it was all on the the misguided philosophy of Keynes, and so subsequently all their models were designed to fail from the outset. But now you've got another concern that's raising its head. As you know, in order to finance this ever-growing debt that we have, America requires foreign investors to put roughly $2 billion a day into the U.S. economy. Well, something's starting to develop. It's called sovereign wealth funds. And this is starting to cause a concern. As Stephen Weissman reports, for years the Bush administration has shrugged off concerns about the trillions of dollars that the United States owes to China, Japan, and oil-producing countries in the Middle East, arguing that these debts give no undue leverage to foreign governments. But at a time of global financial instability, the administration has started to worry. American concern, like those of many European policymakers, focus on a growing but little understood trend of foreign governments converting their debt holdings into sovereign investment funds that are acquiring assets in the United States and elsewhere and could influence the markets when they buy and sell. In response, the Bush administration is pressing the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to re-examine the behavior of these funds, which control as much as $2.5 trillion in investments, and to develop possible codes of conduct for them. Among the proposed rules would be an obligation to disclose their investment methods and to avoid interfering in a host of countries' policies. Officially, the United States welcomes all investments except those that could compromise national security. But a note of caution can be heard regarding investment by foreign governments as opposed to companies. Some officials warn of possible political backlash as this trend grows. Money is naturally going to gravitate towards dollar-based assets because of the strength of our economy, the Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson Jr. said in an interview. He went on to add, "I'd like nothing more than to get more of that money, but I understand that there's a natural fear that they are going to buy up America." One of the American concerns is over philosophy. The United States has for years preached the gospel of privatization, calling on other countries to sell their government-owned industries. Now, with sovereign wealth funds, many experts are asking whether cross-border investment is evolving into something new that could be called cross-border nationalization, raising the specter of government interference in free markets, only this time in other countries' markets rather than their own. Another concern is the sheer size and potential growth of these funds. The estimated $2.5 trillion in assets exceeds the sum invested by the world's hedge funds. Moreover, Morgan Stanley, in a widely cited study, projects that these investment funds could grow to a staggering $17.5 trillion in just the next decade. Though sovereign wealth funds do not appear to have played a role in the recent turmoil of global markets, experts say they could in the future, in favorable or unfavorable ways, by selling assets abruptly and precipitating a crisis, or by bailing out funds or companies that are in trouble. They could become either the source of the problem or part of the solution, said Edward Truman, senior fellow of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. When you have foreign governments holding stocks and bonds, not treasury securities, you have to ask whether they will be a stabilizing force or a destabilizing force. Turner said that it would be easy to imagine that in a future global crisis, Paulson might be calling not just for central bankers, but also the directors of sovereign wealth funds. He may be calling them right now, for all we know, he added. The funds are a product of decades of the United States importing more than it exports. High energy prices have yielded trillions for oil and natural gas producers from Norway and Russia to the Middle East. And while the American thirst for imports of other goods and services has built up the reserve of China, Japan, and other exporting giants in Asia, it's not that complicated when you figure it all out. Take a break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, my friend. One of my favorite songs. You know, the reality is, out of all the presidential wannabes that are out there, both sides of the political spectrum, both wings of the same bird, if you will, none of them are attempting to address the real fiscal problems of the United States. None of them has a clue, which is the reason why none of them talk about it. They would rather talk about national health care. They would rather talk about fighting the boogeyman, the war on terror. They would want to, they talk about everything except what affects every single person in this country. Isn't it amazing? And you know why they don't talk about it? It's a big elephant in the middle of the room. Because they don't understand it. These people all have this Keynesian mindset. That debts don't matter. That the fact that we got a national debt of some, who knows, $70 trillion, well, it's our debt. We can, all the Fed's got to do is just print more money and we can pay it off. No problem. There's only one candidate that grasps it and understands it, and that's why everybody in the mainstream media, together with these so-called collection of conservative hoo-yahs on radio, and it's the whole litany of them, the Laura Ingrams, the what's that other blonde bimbo, Ann Coulter. I mean, these two women should be the poster child for the repeal of the 19th Amendment. They don't have a brain between them. Maybe they should ask Rush to give them half of his brain. But he doesn't have a brain because half of his brain is tied behind his back. And the same goes for Michael Medved, the same goes for Michael Savage, and Hugh Hewitt, and all these people. They have no concept. of the financial calamity facing this country. The only person who does have a clue is Ron Paul. And you have to understand why people don't want to listen to him, because what Ron Paul tells you is the facts. And they're not pleasant facts. They're uncomfortable facts. That in order to solve this problem, great sacrifices are going to have to be made. You see, none of these wannabe presidents are asking for people to make any sacrifices. Every single pitch you hear is how they're going to give you something. Vote for me, and I will set you free. Yeah, sure. You know, unlike any of these other candidates, Ron Paul writes a newsletter every week. He's on record for everything he said. And I defy a single person to find anything that he's written that hasn't come to pass. It's all documented. Oh, I know there's a whole bunch of people on the internet trying to resurrect a newsletter going back to 1980 or something where they accuse Ron Paul of being, yes, a racist. I mean, it's so pathetic. Come on. Let me share you with Ron Paul. In his latest article entitled High Risk Credit. He says, as markets went into a roller coaster ride last week, our economy is coming close to a day of reckoning for loose credit policies being followed by the Federal Reserve Bank. Simply, foreign banks we have been relying on to buy our debt are waking up to the reality of a much higher default rates than predicted, and many mortgage-backed securities have been reduced to junk status. Wall Street fears the possibility of tightening credit and the tightening of America's belts. Why, they say, if Americans spend what they can afford, think of the possibilities. Well, yeah, think of the possibilities. More inflation is, however, never the answer to inflation. The truth is that business evolves risk, and businesses that miscalculate risk should be liquidated so the assets can be relocated to businesses that correctly judge risk and make profits. Instead, the Federal Reserve has injected over $100 billion into jittery markets, effectively amounting to a bailout that keeps the malinvestments afloat, but eventually they will become the undoing of our economy. In addition to the negative reaction in financial markets, many Americans have taken on too much personal debt owing to exotic mortgage products and artificially low interest rates. Unfortunately, these families are now in the position of losing their homes in unprecedented numbers as the teaser rates expire and the real bills are coming due. The real answer are, and has always been, found in the principles of free market. Let the market set the interest rates. If we have been functioning under a true, transparent, free market system, we would not be in the mess we are today. Government, like the American household, needs to live within its means to get back on a stable fiscal ground. We've been headed in the wrong direction since 1971. This week marks the 36th anniversary of Nixon's decision to close the gold window, which convinced me to seek public office to call attention to the runaway money train that would come in the aftermath of that decision. The temptation to print and spend money with impunity, like the temptation to max out lines of credit, is too strong for government to resist. When Nixon brokered exclusive deals with OPEC to prop up demand for the tidal wave of green pieces of paper the Fed pumped into the markets, the world is tiring of marching to the beat of our drum in order to secure the energy needs. The house of cards Nixon built is now on the verge of collapsing on our heads and on our children's heads. As the dollar weakens, it becomes ever clearer that we need to return to sound commodity-based money for a secure future. Money based on real value, not empty promises and secretive backroom macerations. It's the way to get out of the current calamity without even causing bigger problems. And then if you want to address how you solve all these problems, think about the outcry, but the logical reasoning that Ron Paul has. In order to fix the system, first of all, you have to dismantle a big chunk of it, such as doing away with bureaucracies that have grown out of all proportion. Granted, some of these bureaucracies were created, as everything is in Washington, I'll defer this to them, things are created with the greatest of intentions. But over time, politicians have been compromised and corrupted so that these entities have grown into beasts out of control. Nobody can tell you how many people work for the Department of Energy. Nobody can tell you how many people work for the Department of Education. And what a fine job those people at the Department of Education are doing, isn't it? You've got all these bureaucracies. You've got the Department of Homeland Security, what has to be the biggest boondoggle on the face of the earth. And people have been so terrified by this administration, thinking that we have to have this great defense in order to protect ourselves from what? Half a dozen guys running around the mountain in a cave somewhere who most probably still don't have cell phones to talk to each other with. We running scared because of these guys? I mean, think about this. It's completely illogical. Now, a country that changed the world is now petrified of guys running around in Tora Bora. And that we have to sacrifice all our freedoms just to make us think that we're a little safer. But yet, if I go to the emergency room, I could die. I'm more petrified of going to the emergency room than worrying about Al-Qaeda. And all these people whistling past the graveyard. They don't want to address the situation because why? In order to bring fiscal responsibility back, which would go a long way in turning the world's opinion on America on its head, by the way. It's one way of regaining respect, but nobody wants to think about it because you gain respect by making the tough choices, by eliminating wasteful government. Think of the example that would set to other governments around the world. Putting the power back into the people's hands. We're always told how great the people are, but this government doesn't ever want to give the people the opportunity to show how their greatness can be achieved. Rather, it's like a thoroughbred horse that they're just continuing to think that this great horse is going to keep on winning the race so long as we keep on putting more weight in its back. Well, this thoroughbred has collapsed at the three-quarter pole. He ain't going to win this race. It's too much weight on his back, otherwise known as debt. They've taken a perfectly good thoroughbred and destroyed it. We're going to have to cut out all those welfare programs. God darn, you're going to have to go out and actually work for a living rather than sitting sucking off the teat of government. Yes, we're going to have to abolish all those other nice things like Social Security and Medicaid. Founders never have had any intention of the government taking care of you from cradle to grave. They respected you too much and they thought of you more highly that you were quite capable with the freedoms that you have of taking care of yourself. Not only could you take care of yourself, but you could also take care because of your compassionate nature and your character that you would take care of those who were less fortunate. And guess what? For a long time, it worked really well. Ever since government got involved in the business of trying to alleviate poverty, what's it given us? It's given us more poverty. The war on drugs. Have we solved the war on... No, what we have is more drugs. Whatever government does, it makes inherently worse. There's a supremacist mindset with people who get into elevated positions of power within government. They think that they know more than anybody else. They are far superior than you or I. And they're blinded by some naive compassion that they would be remembered in history because they wanted to save the children. Look at all these people who want to save the children. A noble effort. Excuse me. Who could be against anybody wanting to save the children? But what have we done to the children trying to save the children? We got little blimps running around the countryside right now suffering from obesity. Why are they suffering from obesity? Because kids can't be kids anymore. They can't do this. They got to wear helmets. You can't play tag football because you may get hurt. You can't play soccer and actually win the game because you'll hurt the feelings of the other team. So you play a game with the winners. You try to protect them from all the evils in life. And this is what you end up with. 12-year-old kids weighing 300 pounds. I mean, it's insane. I mean, that the fact that 12-year-old kids weigh 300 pounds is a reason to abolish the Department of Education. Because they've failed miserably. And not only are the kids overweight and obese, but they're stupid as well. I know that hurts somebody's feelings, but hey, deal with it. It's real. People graduating from high school today can't even read their diplomas. And where do they get their news? They get their news and they look at them and what's on? Britney Spears. Takes up hours of television time. Paris Hilton taking up hours of television time. That time could have been spent sort of investigating, sort of like some of the crisis we are now dealing with. But no. It's very easy to understand the theory how you can love your country but hate your government. Bill Clinton couldn't understand that. George Bush, God forbid, he can't understand that. But government's an abject failure. They demand things of you and me that we should be demanding of them. If I go to get a job in a position of importance where public's lives are at stake, I've got to pee in a bottle twice a month. I've got to take drug tests. I've got to do all this to prove that I have the mindset and the capacity to do my job well. Well, why don't we apply the same principle to politicians? Politicians should pee in a bottle every week. Should run breathalyzer tests on these people every time they come back from lunch. It's okay for the peons, but not for us. You see, because we're the elites. We're the supremacists. We know better than you. We can handle our alcohol. I mean, it's insane. You're in the Valley of the Sun. Guess what? I don't know how many weeks is Memorial Day away from here. This weekend, we're starting the Memorial Impaired Driving Crackdown. You know they don't call it drunk driving anymore? Because they can arrest you now, even if you're not drunk, just if the cop thinks you're impaired. Well, did you have anything to drink? Well, yeah, I had a beer. Well, that's it. You're out of here. You're impaired. I had a beer. Took a Advil. Oh, well, there you go. You're impaired. I didn't even know this. We have three classifications of DWI. You've got impaired. Then you've got misdemeanor. Well, misdemeanor DWI? Where did this come from? Then we got felony DUI. This means that if you blow anywhere over 0.08 to 0.1, it's felony DUI. Then you get extreme DUI if you blow anything over 0.1. That's when they just pull you out of the car and just shoot you on the street. Only kidding. They don't shoot you. But they come close to shooting you. It's almost that bad. They take your car away. They make you sit 2 weeks or a month in tent city wearing pink boxer shorts eating bologna sandwiches. And it's all a money thing because it's going to cost you $10,000 to go through that wonderful experience. And plus, you lose your driver's license. That's, And you wonder why I say buy gold and lots of it. Final segment coming up, we'll give you the Bob Chapman special for the week when we return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
The world today seems absolutely crackers, with nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing, and it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly, and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food.
Welcome back, my friends, for the final segment. Get more email requests about that song than any other, go figure. Well, it is. It's a strange thing. On tomorrow's show, Chuck Paulson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll catch up with what is going on with the Zionist movement, more so the Christian Zionist movement. And by the way, Chuck Baldwin has a great article today called America's Pastors, Preachers of Truth, or Promoters of Tyranny. And we'll explore that subject with Charles Carlson tomorrow, including not limited to the problem with Zionism. Speaking of which, our Bob Chapman special, bad segue, our Bob Chapman special for this week is the British Sovereign. No matter how I crunch the numbers, no matter how I look at them, British Sovereigns are by far the best deal, in my humble opinion, of any gold coin out there. The brilliant uncirculated British Sovereign is just shy of a quarter ounce, 0.2354 of an ounce. To give you an example, a quarter ounce American Gold Eagle, just a regular bullion coin, today sells for $187. Well, you got a quarter ounce British Sovereign for substantially less than that, $12 less than that, at $175. If you order 20 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. You can either take your subscription electronically, in which way you get it twice a month, or you can go for the hard copy and receive it once a month. It is timely and important information. As a matter of fact, it's people like Bob Chapman that have been speaking out about years about this problem that we are dealing with right now. And back then, everybody said, well, you guys are crazy. You're just hyping it because you want to sell gold. Well, hello. Welcome to the real world. There's no magic bullet out there. There's there's no politician that's going to save the day. There's going to, look, there's going to be tough medicine's going to have to be taken. A lot of people are going to get hurt. It's as simple as that. And those who protect themselves with a little bit of gold are going to be able to survive the hurt or alleviate the pain a little. And to get the Bob Chapman special, you can give me a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7890. Till tomorrow, have yourselves a great evening. See you back. With